to Drive Time on London's radio station. BBC Radio London is 17 minutes past five. Let's look at this story about the idea of making meat illegal that's been dominating some of the headlines today. A leading barrister says eating meat should be made illegal because it is so bad for the environment. This is Michael Mansfield, QC, who made these comments at the launch of the Vegan Now campaign at the Labour Party conference, which of course is taking place in Brighton. He's called for a new international offensive ecocide to be used to prosecute those who damage nature on a massive scale. On the line is Juliet Galletly, who is the founder and director of Viva, the vegan charity behind Vegan Now. Juliet, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A lot of questions to ask you about this. I suppose the obvious one is going to be, how is this going to work?
What we would like to see is that the impact of meat, fish and dairy is taken as seriously as, for example, tobacco. You know, we've accepted that it causes cancer. We now know that red meat is a class one carcinogen. But much, much more than that, it is driving the destruction of the world's wildlife. It's the number one driver. We're now looking at 1 million species going extinct, as the United Nations have told us. So what we're asking for is for people to face up to the impact of consuming animals on the world's wildlife, but also on global warming, because a vegan diet is so much more efficient and so much more sustainable. So it's by highlighting the fact that really, I mean, at what point do we actually say things have gone so far that we actually have to start making things illegal if people aren't, you know, taking those steps themselves? I mean, we really have to ask ourselves is how far do we let the environmental devastation go?
Michael Mansfield has got you a lot of coverage and a lot of headlines today. The yeah. Sun newspaper is asking the question, why should everyone be reduced to munching lentils? I mean, that's a fair question.
Oh, gosh, but doesn't it sound so 1970s? I mean, veganism has gone, you know, this is 50 years beyond the hippie thing. Veganism has changed beyond all recognition. You've got supermarkets falling over themselves competing to provide really nice vegan nosh, and every major restaurant chain has got a vegan menu, not an option, you know.
But you used the word there. The word is option. Surely this has got to be about people's choice. Either they want to eat meat or they want to eat something vegan. With your suggestion, unless I've misunderstood it, the idea here is that people would lose that right to choose.
We want people to make that choice, and people have been given time to make that choice, but it's what has made us aware launching this environment campaign is so many people do not understand the connection between what they're eating and the devastation of the world's environment. So at some point, the government has to step in and take a lead, and politicians are completely failing us on this, on global warming, on loss of wildlife. And so if it takes taking wildlife, then that's what we'll have to do. Just putting this in perspective, you know all the forest fires we've seen in the Amazon this year?
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen 70,000 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. What people don't know is that 3 months ago, the UK made a deal with Brazil, actually catapulting the exports of Brazilian beef, also pig meat and chicken meat, to the rest of the world. So we, as the consumers, not just Britain, but all over the world, we are driving those fires that the Brazilian president is encouraging those farmers to set light to the lungs of the planet.
But
do you see
listen,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I hear what you're saying, and people listening to BBC Radio London will hear what you're saying. But dare I suggest you have a bit of a challenge here? Because if you come along, and hear me out with this, if you come along and start telling people how to live their lives, what they can and can't eat, you're not going to get the result you want, because a lot of people, and I suspect some people, looking at my switchboard now on Radio London, will go, how dare you tell me what I can put in my mouth? So surely you need to find a more pragmatic way to get people round to your way of thinking.
Well, we have been working on pragmatic ways. We've been pushing food manufacturers, food retailers, restaurants to provide good vegan food. The problem is that we really have now, I mean the whole of the human race, the whole of our planet, is that time is running out. Now we've had the United Nations give us this massive red flag warnings on global warming and on loss of wildlife. And I think the loss of the biodiversity is probably the biggest thing that we're facing, even bigger than global warming. Because without it, we ain't got oxygen, we ain't got pollination of food crops.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fundamental.
But how's it going to work?
It's the urgency. urgency.
Yeah, I understand the urgency, but you've got to understand there are people who will hear this and think, well, how on earth would this work in the real world? So I'm just going to explore that with you, if I may, on the basis that you've launched a campaign and presumably you've thought it through to every detail. How would you make meat illegal?
That is... We can't make meat illegal, obviously, as Viva. That is down to the government. And yes, the state that the current UK government is in, I don't hold out much hope for it. The launch of Vegan Now today is trying to explain to the British public why the need is so urgent and why it relates to
diet. Right,
so
this is just an opportunity to get your message out there. You don't think realistically then that meat will ever be made illegal?
I don't think Boris Johnson is going to make meat illegal.
Well, OK, well, let's move it beyond the current government. You might have a different government in 5 years' time, 10 years' time. So would you still be pursuing the policy?
Well, I think that's an interesting point. I think the whole landscape is going to change dramatically within 5 to 10 years, because speaking to environmental scientists, they're talking about food shortages starting within Central Europe within 5 years' time, and global warming. We've just been reading the papers today. Environmental scientists are saying actually the Earth is going to be more sensitive to global warming than they ever thought. The predictions are wrong, they're worse. So things are going to start happening, and because these environmental issues are going to be more in people's face, if you like, they're going to understand the consequences. My hope, of course, is that people will change themselves, that they will understand it and do what you're saying, is take the option of getting meat, getting out of the diet themselves. But if you're faced with a scenario where it's planet Earth versus, people's rights to consume animals, which way are we going to go?
OK, so you're not seriously suggesting that across London we shut down burger vans and burger bars and we get rid of the kebab vans and stuff? You're not seriously suggesting that?
What I suggest that they all do is swap out the meat and sell vegan burgers instead. There's millions, that's an exaggeration. There's loads of good vegan burgers now. So why are we doing this? Just let's take this
seriously. Well, I can give you an answer to the question, but you might not like it. So, which is actually some people enjoy eating meat.
Mm.
That's the answer,
isn't it? I know.
Yeah?
Yes, I know. And we've been brought up in a certain way, and it can be hard to stand out when your family have taught you this, your peers. And society, it's a societal norm, and people are standing against the norm, and it does take a bit of gumption. But things are changing. Food manufacturers are making statements. CEOs of major food groups are now recognising the environmental damage that they're doing. For the first time, making public statements saying that they're going to go more towards providing vegan food. We've desperately got universities trying to produce vegan forms of meat, if you like, to satisfy the demand that you're talking about, that tasting that people have got a little bit addicted to. So things are changing. What worries me is what I said, it's that we're running out of time.
All right. Listen, we're out of time. Thank you for your time this afternoon. That's Juliet Galatly, who is the founder and director of Viva, the vegan charity. They're behind the campaign Vegan Now that was launched earlier today at the Labour Party conference in Brighton. This idea of making meat illegal. Your reaction to that this afternoon on Drive Time here on BBC Radio London, 0800 731 2000. Maybe we need something like this for all of the reasons that Juliet outlined. Or maybe you find yourself thinking, you start telling me how to live my life, I'm going to do what the heck I want. 81333 is the text number. Start your message with the word London for your text comments. Andrew is in Chelsea. Afternoon, Andrew.